With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following is a presentation of FCB Faith. This is the Hourglass on the FCB Radio Network.
Well, 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 we are back in the house one more time. Happy New Year's to everybody out there. This is Bruce Lamont Higgins II.
And this is Rashima Higgins.
And we are back with the Hourglass. Yay!
So glad to
hallelujah,
be back.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, it's good to be back. Thank you, thank you. We want to thank the FCB family for holding it down for us until we was able to get back. We know we had some issues with this weather here in Cleveland and Akron, Ohio, where it kind of got us stuck. Mm-hmm. Although the Lord is still faithful and he's good. And he kept us in perfect peace until we was able to get back to you guys. And he gave us things to think on, and he spoke with us day and night. I don't know about my wife, but I know that he was in my ear day and night. I mean, you know, guys, I just want to share this before we move forward. You know, we always say, you know, Lord, Lord, I need a word from you. I want to hear from you. Can you speak to me, Lord? Be careful for what you ask for, because he will do it. Y'all, everybody say, will he do it? Yes, he will. And he spoke with me day and night. Woke me up even a few times, like, hey, let me give you this. Like, hold up, Lord. You know, I was sleeping. Hey, let me give you this. All right. But yes, it's good to be back with you guys. And speaking of which, we speak when we say God will talk to you. What we're going to speak on today is God's instructions versus protocol. God's instruction versus protocol. My wife, that's what she wants to speak on today. That's her topic. So I'm going to turn the MIC, the mic, you know, because I was about to start getting it in with some bars, but I said, let me stick to the thing.
Thank you.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, good.
I appreciate
ahead, baby.
That.
Yeah, I know you do. You can take me out for lunch after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hey, everybody. So the topic is, like Bruce said, instructions of God versus protocol. So first, before I even get into how this topic came about, what is that? What are the instructions of God and what is protocol? So another way to look at instructions of God is obedience, just doing what God told you to do, which sometimes is a struggle because in our human minds and just being people and independent and free thinkers, we want to do what we want to do. So
but
how do you?
Minute, but wait a minute.
I'm not done. I thought you said you was going to turn
over. I am. But see, you said. But doesn't he give you free choice?
Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead then. You ain't got to be like that.
I mean, can I just get one paragraph out? So
you sound like a hater.
Then there's protocol, and protocol is very simply the expectations of leadership or society and what should be done given a certain situation. Two totally different things. However, you'll find a lot of times that they come into play at the same time. Now, what'd you want to say?
Nothing. Nothing. Go ahead. Keep the flow.
Help me. Okay, so this comes from Isaiah 55 and 11. And it reads, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. So when we're talking about the instruction of God, we're talking about when God tells you to do something, it's going to happen. the prayer is that you're obedient, or that we're obedient enough to partake in the blessing that comes with the word. So that's where we're going today.
Okay.
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 So God's instruction is what will happen. Protocol is what society wants to happen.
Okay. So what's the definition of protocol?
Protocol is what society wants to happen. Like, if you, I don't want to use your job, but say, you know, you leave an organization, they have a protocol on how you should leave, right? But what if it's an organization that God tells you, you got to go?
Okay. Well, then let's go here then. What's the protocol of leaving the church? Since we biblically signed, we're going to talk Bible. We're going to talk about what God say. Then what's the protocol of leaving the church then?
Well, if you're leaving a church.
Okay. The building.
Okay. The building. It goes back to God's instruction.
Right.
Versus okay. We've left a couple churches. So.
We ain't never followed protocol of leaving the church.
That's right. Which is why I'm an expert at this particular topic. Because you have to do what God tells you to do.
Yeah, but the word says do things decent and in order.
What's more decent and in order than God's instruction?
Good point.
Give me some.
I'll give you some of that. All right. Yeah, that's good. All right. That's good. Yeah, but, you know, aren't we supposed to do things accordingly to how we supposed to as human beings?
I mean, you know what? There is definitely a way to leave respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a way to leave orderly.
Yes.
But there are times when God's instruction will not match the protocol of a church or the protocol of an organization. And for that, my response is and always will be, God's instruction doesn't have to match protocol.
Okay.
If God is telling me, and I know God's voice, and I know he's telling me that I need to move on, I'm going to do what he tells me. I'm not too concerned about if people are upset with me, but I don't want God mad at me.
Yeah, but you know, God said, you know, love thy neighbor. Treat thy neighbor as thyself.
You know, which is why I say leave respectfully.
But sometimes you can't. Sometimes you can't leave.
You can.
No, see, here we go. See, you know, I thought we was going to start this new year off right, but I see we got to go there. Look here. If something happens to someone in my family, mm-hmm. wherever the case may be, there is no more protocol.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because what did you just do? What did I just say?
But
you're talking about
getting your feelings hurt or somebody. Ain't no feelings hurt.
This is respect. Okay, let's say this. Protocol has respect values to go with this.
So do the instructions of God, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to just lay down.
No, you're supposed to address the situation.
Right, so I can't lay down.
No.
That's right, and I ain't going to lay down. So this protocol is...
You arguing with me even when I'm agreeing with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that you should address the... First of all, since you took it there and you took it to church, if somebody hurt you in church, it is not okay and leave.
We keep talking about hurt. No, this ain't a thing of hurt. This is a thing of respect.
Okay, because see... Oh, but no, feeling disrespected is also a form of hurt.
No, it's not. Where you get that from? Look here. If you disrespect me, this ain't got nothing to do with hurt. This something got to do with, hey, you know what? How old I am? I'm 50 years old, dude. You know, I paid my dude. Look here, you about to get dealt with.
But the Bible also tells us
you just disrespected me. You disrespected. What you want me? Oh, I'm supposed to lay down?
Really? So we supposed to act like children?
What you mean, like children?
That's just childish.
What's childish?
That's just childish.
What's childish?
Oh, because you feel like you disrespect that you just going to walk away?
What you mean? It's not about what I feel. It's what you did. This ain't my feelings ain't got nothing to do with this.
But doesn't the Bible tell us what to do when we have an ought against our brother?
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to handle it.
So you handle it by leaving?
I didn't say leave.
So what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
If it's out of disrespect, we're going to have to go into this room. I'm going to have to have a little work with you, a little talk to you. And I don't know what's going to happen really after that. But when you talk about protocol and you talk about the instructions of God, okay, you do the instructions of God. You do that. But when it comes to a level, you see, I don't want to get too churchy in here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I don't want to, you know, because see, I keep trying to tell you, I ain't all the way there.
Okay, but how about you just answer the question?
What?
Just answer the question, because you're dancing. Well, you're dancing around.
And that's what we're going to be dancing too. When I'm dancing, I'm going to hit you with this left, right.
Okay,
I'm going to dance, this bob, weave, left, right, boom, boom.
So I'm going to tell you, everybody, I'm going to tell you how to leave. If you have to leave, leave in order.
Here we go. What is order then, Rashima?
Meaning, if you feel like if you have been disrespected, you've been, you know, done wrong.
You have
to address.
We have that, but we haven't did that. I've always just left.
That's not okay, and that's wrong.
You know what? God didn't seem to see that it was wrong. He was all right with me.
You don't know that.
You know what? I know.
Well, you weren't right. And you should have done that differently.
What should I have done there, Rasheem?
You should have handled the situation. If there was an alt, you should have dealt with it. You should have addressed it. You never leave unfinished business. That's not decent in an order. And you've said that first. You're the first one that said we need to do things decent in order.
Okay, but you said protocol deals with how.
Yeah, I mean, because if you're in an organization, a protocol will tell you, you know, you got to submit a letter, you got to go through an exit interview, you got to give them so many days notice. If you hold a position, you got to make sure you got a replacement. That's protocol.
Okay.
But when you have instructions of God and he says it's time to go, you don't have 30 days to do all that sometimes.
Okay.
So that's the difference between the two.
Okay. That's cool.
Okay.
I did both.
So like I said,
what?
If you have an issue with somebody,
what if you just don't discuss, want to talk? What if you don't want to talk?
It ain't about you. It's about the instructions of God. And you saying, if you say you are about this walk and you are about living for God and living for Jesus, you got to do what you're supposed to do and you got to do it the right way.
Well, I thank God for grace and mercy there, you know, because sometimes that just don't happen. You know, I have to go in full repentance to God, because sometimes that just don't happen.
I'm gonna take your mic away from you. I am. I'm just gonna snatch it.
I'm just saying. Come on.
Always leave respectfully.
Okay.
It's one thing. It's just my philosophy. Whenever I leave an organization, a relationship, whatever.
Okay. Good.
I'm leaving respectfully because I want to leave blameless.
Let's talk about relationship when it comes to God's instruction and protocol there.
Okay.
And I'm going to hit this hard because, well, you know what? I don't even know if I really want to answer to this, but it's a topic that always comes up and no one really gives the correct answer. I don't know if it even is a correct answer to this. Say you are in a relationship. Say you are married and you are in a relationship and it's abusive. Mm-hmm. Now, the word says, you know, that you should stay with your significant other, your husband, wife, right? That's the word of God. But what do you do if it's like detrimental to your health? You follow what I'm saying? So I guess I'm not really looking for an answer, but I'm just putting something out there for us to think about.
Well, I can comment on it.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready.
As a child of God, as God's daughter,
yes,
I know God wants me to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm in a situation where the person I'm with is not only not making me happy, but they're abusing me, how is that a godly marriage?
It's not.
So why, I won't say why will I understand there are a lot of factors that keep people in abusive relationships, and I don't want to disrespect or diminish that. Excuse me. But God doesn't want me in a relationship, whether it's a marriage or just even a friendship. He doesn't want me in any relationship where I am continuously or regularly being harmed.
Yeah.
So, in any kind of way.
So is there such thing as a protocol to that? And I'm going back now to a relationship, whether it's abusive, not abusive, family, friend. Is there such thing as a God's instruction to that than a protocol?
Well, there's always going to be godly instruction, I believe. In personal relationships especially, that's when you take it to God and ask him for a specific instruction.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more of a case-by-case basis. It's no blanket answer. But generally speaking, if you have to walk away, there are some things you should make sure you do before you walk away. First thing would be...
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you know, you're going to finish that off?
No, I mean, I was waiting to see if you had a comeback. You know, you've been firing them off so far this morning. So, you know, like I said, you know, leave the right way. You know, if you can. Because like now you're talking about abusive situations. You can't always leave peacefully. And I actually know from experience, you can't always do that when you're in an abusive relationship. Sometimes you just got to get out.
Okay.
When you can.
Okay.
What
else you got there?
Well, you changed the script because you'd have made it about, are we still talking about abusive relationships or are we just talking about relationships in general?
We're going back to relationships in general. What you got?
Okay. In relationships in general, yeah. It's really hard. I know you're not going to agree with this, Bruce. You have to leave respectfully.
What do you mean respectfully? What is respectfully to you?
You have to keep, to me personally, it means, I don't care how you act or what kind of a fool bag you come out of. I'm not going to stop being who I am. I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to always have a certain level of class and tact in anything I do. I don't care how many bags you come out of. Well, when I say I'm ready to walk away or I am walking away, it don't matter what you do. I'm not going to stop being who I am. I'm not going to let you take me out of my space, my peace space, because you want to act up.
Okay, so just because I might want to crack you upside your head, that takes me out of me being the king?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
That's not kingly. That's not a king at all.
You know what? There's been many a kings that had to crack people upside their head for not, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. That don't mean that.
Okay, but if I'm saying I'm ready to go and that's your reaction, what's the motivation for keeping me?
Wait a minute. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about a relationship?
You said just relationships. Oh. Yeah, in general relationship. Oh, okay. Not you and I specifically, just relationships.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about as far as man and woman. I'm talking about in a relationship. Total, you know, like if you're dealing with a man to man, you know, disrespect, you know, I'm back there. Now, when it comes to the protocol, I guess the instructions of relationship between a man and a woman, I agree that a man should go ahead and let her go. You know, okay, like this. You know, my favorite show we always watch on Saturdays is Cheaters.
No, that's your show. I don't like that show.
That show is one of my favorite shows. I love watching. Oh, I mean, that show is good. Yeah, that's a good show. I don't like that show. But it's hilarious. How do you get caught up in something like that? You out and about and you think you go ahead doing your 1-2 and all along people is, you know, catching you on camera. And then when the time comes, when my man, Greco, come up on you with his camera, what's the other one from,
What's your point?
What's the other one from Love and Hip Hop? What's his name?
I don't know, honey.
I know. What's his name?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. But anyway, you know, when they are in that midst of getting caught, what's the way? How do you gonna get out of that? What's the proper way to dissolve that issue and move on by yourself?
That's a totally different type situation.
Because you always have a comment when it happens.
Because I would never put myself in that type of situation.
So if you were, what would happen?
I wouldn't. That's why I can't answer it. Yes, I would never put myself in that type of situation. I would never be the person needing to hire cheaters, first of all. And I wouldn't be the one caught cheating. So it don't apply to me either way.
Well, see, you always got comments when you see it. That's
yeah, because I can't believe they put themselves in those type of situations and allow themselves to look so silly.
Okay.
But I ain't.
Okay.
Okay. So. Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we get back to this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. So we're talking about leaving respectfully. And by leaving respectfully, I mean two things. One, leaving respectfully and not bad-mouthing the person when you leave. Don't go to social media and start posting about, you know, they wasn't a real one or, you know, whatever the case. If you're walking away, just walk away. Leave it alone. You know, if you can't restrain yourself, then unfriend them or whatever so you don't see them no more. You know, whatever you got to do. But just walk away and be quiet. Is that hard to do?
So,
I'm asking in general.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
Can you make amends? Are you good at that?
You know, that's on the lines of forgiveness.
Yeah. You don't like that word, do you?
Look at my hat.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I don't like to do it, but I have to.
Yeah.
That's instructions.
Yeah, instructions. So making amends means you have to go to the person and correct whatever you did wrong. You know, a lot of times we want to leave relationships and we want to blame the other person, but it takes a bigger person to look at what they've done that contributes to the breakdown of the relationship or the need for somebody to leave. And if you find that that's you, you have to correct that. Still leave, but, you know, say you're sorry, make your peace with it, and keep it moving.
Yeah, and, you know, and in the rooms of AA, NARCA, that's one of the steps that even in Celebrate Recovery, mm-hmm. that's one of the steps that is required that God wants you to do, and that's to go to that person that you have offended mm-hmm. and make amends with them and ask for forgiveness. That's instruction. That's what you're supposed to do. He wants you to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of instructions. You know, when we deal with protocol versus God's instructions, there's no in between. There's no, well, you know, maybe I think I can, maybe I will. No, it's what you're supposed to do. And I think I've even expressed this when it comes to Matthew 25 and the 40th verse and Proverbs 19 and the 17th verse, where one verse speaks on, as you did unto the least of these, you have done also unto me. And that's when he's actually speaking on what you are supposed to do for the Christian that is in trouble. Mm-hmm. 19 and 17 speaks on the poor. And I think we discussed that in Godhead, what we're supposed to do as far as helping the poor. Mm-hmm. And it's numerous scriptures that speaks on instructions on doing that. But when it comes to the proverb, that's, you know, if you do it, God, Jesus said he'll give you for what you did. But the commandment on the 25th to the 40th verse, that's an instruction. That's mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do. It's no compromise when it comes to God's instruction.
Right.
You know, protocol, you know, you can compromise, you know, well, maybe there's no. But when it comes to, God has instructions where there is no compromise. You got to do it.
Right.
I suggest you do it. Because if you don't do it, you know, a chastening is coming to it. You know,
right.
you will get dealt with. You know, right. Protocol is, I would like to say, a religion. You know, okay. It has religion.
It can be a part of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a religion because, you know, a man could say, well, you know, this is protocol. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. Well,
if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're being told you didn't do something right or you didn't leave right because you didn't follow protocol, if you know you did what God told you to do, you didn't do anything wrong. First and foremost, there's nothing to be corrected about. There's nothing to be rebuked about. You know, if you know God told you on this particular day at this particular time that it was time for you to pick up your stuff and walk out that door and never come back to that place or that person, there is nothing you need to be concerned about as far as protocol or instruction, or there's no template for that. There's no template for the instructions of God. If you're going to follow him all the way through.
Okay. So let's talk. Okay. So when we come back, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about this protocol, and I'm not going to touch on it long, but you know how we hear that, you know, you got to take the COVID shot. You know, some places, even where I work at, the VA, you got to take the shot. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. If you're in the healthcare, you got to take the shot. But then some people may say, look here, the Lord said, you got to take that shot. So I want to get, when we come back, I want to touch on that just a little bit, because something goes with that. And I think it's a misconception on what that looks like. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the instructions of what God says versus what maybe the world or the religion says about it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. So listen, guys, we want to thank you again for allowing us to come back onto the radio stations and into your radios. And we're going to take a break. I'm Bruce Higgins.
And I'm Rashima Higgins.
And this is The Hourglass. We'll be back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
This is The Hourglass on the FCB Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back, guys, to The Hourglass. This is Bruce Higgins.
And I'm Rashima Higgins.
Yeah, we're back. Hey, I remember that guy's name. It was Peter.
Okay.
Yeah, Peter that's on Cheaters. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
So listen, I wanted to just speak on this briefly. Just want to know your thought on this. You know, it's been a controversy where, you know, it says that the health organization, you know, those who work in the health field must take the COVID shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then we have religion, or, you know, people that are Christians say, you know, no, I ain't doing that. You know, this is, so what some say, the mark of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just call a spade to say a spade, you know. Some say it's the mark of the beast. We're not doing that, this, that, and the other. So what do you feel, or how do you feel about that, what God's instructions, then protocol on this matter with COVID, with the COVID shots?
Well, I look at the COVID vaccine like any other vaccine we've been required to take. you know, we're required to take so many vaccines before we can go to school. We're required to take a flu shot. Nobody questioned any of those vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
We questioned the COVID vaccine because it was made so quickly. But I think people have to understand, one, it was made quickly because the FDA did not require those drug companies to go through all the red tape they traditionally would have to go through because we were in the middle of a pandemic. People were dying for every day that this vaccine wasn't approved. We were losing people by the thousands. So when the vaccine came out and it was made available, I was skeptical at first because of how fast, you know, it came about. But like I said, at the same time, ultimately what made me go get it was nobody seems to raise a lot of sand about all these other vaccines we have to get.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's just another vaccine that we're required to have to not die from a relatively common disease.
Yeah, I agree. And I just want to, and like I said, once I say this, I'm going to get off of it. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, have you ever heard the little joke that they say when the man was it was a flood or a storm coming, and the man said he was going to wait till God come in and, mm-hmm. and help him. And three, you know, I think it was the boat,
yeah.
then the helicopter, you know, and then he went to God and said, you know, well, I thought you was going to help me. And God said, well, I sent you the help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I kind of feel about this COVID shot, this vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, and this is just my personal belief, it's not the mark of the beast, you know, because it says it's going to be a piercing of the skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's up under the skin. Mm-hmm. It's a shot. Just
but
like
people,
you said.
But people turn the shot into a piercing of the skin because a shot does break your skin.
Yes.
And that's considered a piercing.
I don't believe that.
No.
Right.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Uh-huh.
What happened when the vaccine came out was a lot of biblical scholars, a lot of theologians twisted the information they were given and misapplied it to the information they had about the vaccine, in turn put it out there that it was a mark and it would change your DNA and it would, you know, vaccines don't change your DNA, first of all. Like the people said, you know, that was one of the main things that came out. It'll change your DNA. It'll do all this. And that's the mark. That's not the mark. And I think people have to remember, whenever you hear something like that, the word tells us to test any information you get. You are to test it by the word of God.
Yes.
So the mark of the beast, when you read about the mark of the beast. It's on your forehead. And when you read about the mark of the beast and you listen to what everybody was saying about the vaccine, they don't match up. So it was only confusing to people that listened to what they heard and didn't test it by the word of God.
Well, you know what? Speaking of the mark of the beast on your forehead, I saw on Facebook somebody had on Make America Great Again cap on and they said that was the mark of the beast. So I said, well, that's interesting. But I say that because I just truly believe that, you know, the vaccine is just like you said, another vaccine. And I say that because I took the shot and still got COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't help. No, it didn't help. I still got it. I mean, I didn't die. I praise God for that. But I just think when we listen to God's instructions, it's best to, I believe it's best to pray to God, to ask him truly for clarity and revelation of the instruction,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we can't deal as us as believers can't deal are not supposed to deal with protocol. It's no protocol. You know, God does what he want to do, how he want to do it, when he want to do it. There is no protocol. You look up and you turn around and you'll be doing something else. You'll be like, wait a minute, that ain't what was... He don't care. He do what he want to do.
Right.
He a G like that. That's what I love about him. He a G just like that. He do what he want to do. So what, chump? So do it. You know what I'm saying? That's what he tell me. But, I don't care, chump. And, do it.
And I think, too, it's important to remember when you are faced with, you know, I think sometimes you have to get religion out of your head, protocol out of your head, and just the institution of what you've been taught. Excuse me. If you're really going to follow God's instruction, because 9 times out of 10, God's instruction will go against everything you've ever been conditioned to believe. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that we're doing right now, you and I, just as individuals and as a couple, that don't make any sense. You know, when you think about protocol and how things are supposed to go, and there are things that we're, you know, blessings and just things that are happening in our lives that have nothing to do with protocol. And that's because we've yielded to the instruction of God. And there's a definite benefit in yielding to the instruction and not being so concerned about protocol. The main thing is, you know, you are blessed to not have to be so concerned about everything. Because if God is handling it, God's handling it. You don't have to keep putting your hand in it and keep working. You know, if you say you are about this walk, you have to have faith to do it. But you also have to have the discipline and the commitment to just let God be God. Let him do what he's going to do. Protocol means I'm looking at this list and I'm going to make sure I hit all these bullet points on this list. And I'm going to make sure I meet with this person and talk to that person and, you know, do a letter about that. And you ain't got to do all that. Not if you say you're following God's instruction. He'll tell you exactly what to do, when to do, how to do. And that takes all the stress off of you, which is why I don't understand why people struggle with listening to God and doing what God tells you to do. Because in the grand scheme of things, it takes so much stress and pressure off of you to just let God do whatever he's going to do for you and through you. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe maybe some people think protocol is not a bad thing, though. It's familiar.
Yeah.
You know, protocol is a familiar act.
It is.
This is what I do. I do it in this order, in this, that order. You know, I like a program.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Some people like program. I can't stand programs. Don't give me, I don't want no more programs. I don't want no more programs.
Yeah, you have to let God do what he's going to do and let him be who he's going to be. And he's not going to fit in a program or in a specific time slot if that's not how he wants to flow.
Right. Because I believe protocol will grieve the spirit and it will quench the spirit. You don't want that.
In layman's terms, what does that mean?
That means whatever you're doing is going to stop. Period. Yo, blessings at the whole, you know, when it says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings, you see the windows just start closing. Mm-hmm. They just start closing the windows. We ain't on this. Mm-hmm. Close up the windows, God. Close them up. You know, Gabriel, close the windows because this, you know, we in this bubble.
There's nothing wrong with having order in a, no, we're talking organizations, things like that. There's nothing wrong with order. However, you can order something to death. You know, you can have so much order and so much protocol and so much routine of a thing that you just totally remove God out of it.
So we ain't gonna read the bylaws in the back of the hymnals no more. I ain't doing it no more. That's it. I ain't read no more.
I think the only bylaw that should be in the back of the hymnal should be, we all agree a congregation or as children of God to let God have his way.
Well, you know what? I agree with that. And you know what? And don't get me wrong. If you out there like your bylaws, like them, I love them. I just can't do it no more because I'm in a place where I don't think I want protocol anymore. I don't think it's I don't think it helps me any.
Well, here's the thing too about when you say you're following the instructions of God and you're being obedient to God. I guess for me it kind of sometimes it does boil down to just common sense. If you say, you know, you're going to listen to God, God knows everything, right? He knows how things are going to be. He knows your past, your present, your future. So following his instructions just automatically means that it's preparing you for the future, right?
Okay, yeah.
But so if you're listening to the one that knows the future, has control over the future, and he's preparing you for the future, where does protocol go in, fit in there?
It doesn't. But the thing about that is, it's not familiar. You follow what I'm saying?
And we all know from back in the day when we weren't about this walk that the familiar is dangerous.
That's right. But it was familiar.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Familiar got you in trouble.
But it was familiar. you knew what was going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was like, okay, you telling me to follow the instructions of God. All right, now let's take me for instance when I wasn't a believer. Okay. I knew God. I heard of God. I heard what God could do. I heard God did this, God did that. But I didn't know Jesus. So my thing was this. Why would I accept Jesus in my life? I don't even know Jesus. And first of all, hey. God, I can go straight to the man. God does this.
Mm-hmm.
But that not knowing that this was the instruction, accept Jesus as your personal Savior, Lord. Then, you know, when I came up, I didn't know Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. No man, you know, that's the instructions here. But I said, hey, I know God. God is what I know. I don't know Jesus. So with not following that instruction, It hindered me from getting closer to God. But the thing I say, what I'm saying is, when you say, okay, you receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, and you get this instruction, and you're like, well, wait a minute, that don't even sound right. That's bananas to do this. I can't, you know, that ain't protocol. This is what I know. I know how to do this, this, that, that. This is the familiar.
Mm-hmm.
The instructions of God are mind-blowing.
Yes.
It blows your mind when you sit back and you hear the instruction. When you clearly hear the instruction, you be like, oh, no, Lord, mm-hmm. I don't think. And he's very firm and stern on what he says.
Yes.
You know, very stern, you know. Just like what he said to, Jonah going to Nineveh. You know, the instructions was very clear. You know, it wasn't about, you know, and Jonah, he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do it, right? And the funny thing about that was, once he got out of the belly of the fish, right, and got up on the land, God said the same thing and did not miss a beat. The same instructions.
Mm-hmm.
He told him then it was the same instruction when he got thrown up on the land. Now go do this,
mm-hmm.
chump. I ain't got time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but just a disclaimer: the Bible does not say chump.
Okay, well I threw that in there, y'all. But that's how he be. You know what? Again, that's what we always try to put God in this bubble. You know, Jesus in this bubble. You know, Jesus when he comes out, dude, I ain't trying to mess with you like that. Chump.
You just gonna put chump.
But you know what I'm saying? It's chump. You trying to act like, you know, like this, that, and the other. But the instructions are true. The instructions are all through the Bible. And I believe protocol has no place for a believer or a Christian. It just don't work. in where we are. You know, it don't work in anything that we do.
Right.
Right. Especially when you receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, there is no more protocol. You can hang that up. It's done. Don't think, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a brother just the other day, and we were talking about, like, when we prepare to give a word. Mm-hmm. Now, you do all this studying, and you do all this writing down, and you got 4 or 5 pages of what you're going to get to the congregation. You got a fiery message, fiery. Mm-hmm. And you get up there and don't read none of it.
Right.
None of it. You know, and it's a song that I like to hear about the foreign exchange. And he says, God is laughing at your plans. Mm-hmm. He's always laughing at our plans. Because what you think you're about to do is not the instructions. You're about to do this.
Right.
You know, that's why I believe he says, instruction, be ready in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. He says, you know, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. You know, these are instructions. You know, get ready. Study to show thyself approved. Instructions. You know, the Ten Commandments are instructions. You know, the Bible. What does the Bible is? What is the acronym for the Bible?
I don't know.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yep.
That's instructions, right? Mm-hmm. That's the instruction. So, where does the protocol come in? I'm gonna slide this right back to you. Where is protocol at for us as Christians? Do we have anything to do? What do you say? I mean, does protocol work for us in any way?
No, because... because protocol is man's measure of how things should be done. Period. And if you are a spirit-filled Christian or trying to be a spirit-filled Christian, the instructions of God and protocol will always conflict. There'll always be something in between the two that won't make sense to you or won't line up with the other. Because God's instruction, you know, nothing can match his instruction. So protocol will never line up.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
I agree. You know.
Bless you.
That's just like, let's see, you know, like the instruction that he gave that built the ark. He gave him the instructions and he was very detailed. Mm-hmm. Right? Who was my man that built the ark?
Noah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He built this ark, and the instructions from God was very detailed, right? So just say if he was off a measurement, it could have just messed up the whole ark, couldn't it?
Which is why it's important when you get an instruction from God that you follow the instruction.
Yes.
Because going off just one hair can mess up everything and also set you up for rebuke. Because how many times have you, I know who I'm talking to today. You know, how many times has God told you to do something and you kind of inserted your own thoughts into it just for him to come back and be like, that's not what I told you to do. Not what I said.
Well, sometimes, you know, you think that's what you heard.
Yeah. I know as human beings, we are subject to make mistakes.
Yes.
And we definitely We put ourselves in situations when we need to just do what we're told. Now, when you're growing up as a child, your parents always told you, just do what I tell you to do. Do what you're told. When you're dealing with God, do what you're told. You know, but it's so hard because you grow up and you're educated and you've been to, you know, different type of schools and you got all these degrees and certificates and God come along to start doing stuff and you'd be like, well, you know, it'd be better. I mean, I'll do this, but, you know, it'd be nice if I could add this little piece to it. And he didn't ask you to help him out. He didn't ask you to insert your thoughts into any of it. Do what he said.
Yeah.
And that is something that you have to learn how to do, and you have to train yourself to do. You know, you may not start out doing it the right way every single time, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just do better the next time. The next time he tells you to do something, do better until it is a habit that whenever he tells you to do something, you do it right, like he told you to do. You know, it's like a muscle. You have to train it till you get to that place where you're just doing it without even thinking about it. Cause you will get there. You know, you get to that place where you're just doing what he told you to do. You're not even thinking about it no more. You know, you have to train your mind to not even put your own thoughts into, you know, what he's telling you to do. Cause that's how you get tripped up. And sometimes that's how you mess up your blessing, you know, but if you find that you're making those mistakes, it's okay. Just talk to God about it. He knows you made a mistake. Tell him you're sorry and get back on track.
Yeah. But the thing about that is, you know, in this fast paced world that we're in now, it's very hard, mm-hmm. very hard to even, what I want to say, listen to instructions, you know, because you're so bogged down with the world. What do you think? What do you think about that?
That's actually a very good point. It is very hard to listen to and do what God is telling you to do, because we just naturally want to keep going, moving. And I have learned over the last couple years, especially this last 6 months, and I'll credit Godhead Prayer Ministry to that, because I've had to learn how to slow down. You know, I've had to learn when God gives me an instruction, I've had to learn to just sit down and go into prayer about the instruction. You know, sometimes he gives you an instruction. We have to ask when, because everything he says isn't for you to jump out and do 10 minutes later. You know, sometimes he's telling you to do something because you have to prepare. You know, there are some things he's told me to do that, you know about. Mm-hmm. I'm preparing for those things. I can't just up and do it, because that's not how he instructed me to do it. But I've had to teach myself to slow down and be patient and, you know, keep talking to him about what he's telling me to do. So when it is time for me to do it, I do it the right way. I think I don't have very many fears, but one fear I do have, or I have had, is fear of saying I'm doing something for God and messing it all up because I wasn't patient enough, you know, and everybody that knows me know that sometimes patience is my struggle, you know, but I've had to learn how to just sit down and let God show me how things are going to manifest, or how I'm going to do whatever he's telling me I should do.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's also a learned, you really have to train yourself. And like you said, because we're in a world where everything is so fast paced and everything is instant, and, you know, everything is available to you right away, is literally 90% of what you need, you can get off your phone, you know? So when you're in that world where everything is available to you right away, how do you bring yourself back down to waiting on God?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, you know, we're coming up on a close, and I just want to share this with our family out there. You know, when we come on this mic, it's instructions. We are being instructed by God and the Holy Spirit to come on this mic and give this word. And I just want to share this with our people out there. This is the simplest form how I can express God's instruction. I was a chef at one time, And I worked at this nice restaurant, the Intercontinental Hotel, which is here in Cleveland, Ohio. And at that time, I was working for a 4-star restaurant. And I worked up under a pastry chef. And she would give me instructions on how to make either it be naan bread or a cake. And I personally, I would say, okay, well, maybe I missed maybe a cup of this or a cup of that. And that would just throw off the whole recipe. I mean, the whole batch, and we would have to waste it. And she explained to me, she said, Bruce, you have to follow the instructions exactly how it is. Now, nothing is perfect but God and Jesus. But this is what, probably the closest you can get to perfection. And that's when you're doing your baking. Anybody that's a baker knows this. It has to be exactly a cup of this, a cup of that, this, that, the other. If you're off, it's going to mess up the whole batch. I say that to say this. God's instructions are never off. It's always perfect. It's always does what it said it's going to do. He said, I'm going to perform my word and it will not turn back void. And I want to say this in closing for those who are even wondering about this. Jesus said, those who are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And I'm paraphrasing. He says, take my yoke. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we think about the yoke, the yoke guides you. That's what's on the ox. It guides you. It instructs you. It's an instruction. He said it's easy and it's light. It won't hurt you. I just want to give our audience encouragement to take the yoke, to listen to the instructions of the Lord. He will not steer you wrong. He will always put you in the place where you need to be. Not protocol, but instructions. Instructions is what we need. You know, our parents gave us instructions to lead us in the right way. And some of us listened and some of us had to learn the hard way. But Jesus has always been with us out of the womb. So if you can just take the time to listen to the instructions of what God has given you, I guarantee you, you will not go wrong. I guarantee it. Amen. With that being said, I'm going to let my wife finish this out. I know she got some things to say. And I'm done. You know, let them know where we at. You know what to do.
Guys, please reach out to us on Facebook. We're on the Hourglass with Bruce and Rashima. Don't forget to leave comments. You know, our show depends on feedback and we need to hear from you. So please send us messages, ratings, anything just to let us know what you think. If you have any topic ideas, things you want us to talk about, we are open and we want to hear from you. So please reach out to us on Facebook at the Hourglass of Bruce and Rashima.
With that being said, guys, we love you. We have you have a blessed week. We will see you guys next weekend at the Hourglass. This is Bruce Higgins.
And I'm Rashima Higgins.
See you guys later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The FCB Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.